After the fire, Der Kommissar, Nova 103.5. So as I've been promising the whole morning, a man who needs zero introduction whatsoever, Jacques Burger, is in the studio with me. Goeiemôre.
Mora, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in and being willing to chat to us. So we know you're very, very busy at the moment, extra busy now the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So the last time we chatted, you'd taken over as director of rugby. We were talking about what that entailed. We were talking about your plans. Obviously, now we've had the news that Chrisanda Buerta has stepped back from his role. So you're now also interim head coach.
Yeah.
How's that going?
No, I mean, it's a big responsibility, obviously, and it's something I'm excited about. I think the good thing is we've got a great coaching group as well, players who've played for the country, mm-hmm. who've represented country, and it's Namibians, we're growing, we're learning as a team, and we've got a great group of players as well. We've got a great bunch, we really care for each other, and we're getting better. So, I mean, it's a challenge. You're running around now, there's lots to do. But it's very much, at the moment, it's very much qualifying for the World Cup focused. So everybody's focused on one role, and that's qualifying for the World Cup. And that's in middle of July, in the African Cup. So, there's lots to do, but I'm excited for the road ahead.
Okay. And you have, David De La Harp? Have I got the right? Yes, Darryl, it is David. Darryl, there we go. He's been or stepped up as well?
Yeah. Yeah, so unfortunately, like I said, Chrisanda had to, for his work, his job, mm-hmm. he moved down to the coast. So it was impossible for him to kind of apply or his commitments, commit to his commitments. And Darryl is the right guy to step up in that position. He's extremely passionate about the game, and he puts in a lot of extras, which is great. And he's played three World Cups. He's experienced in that sense, and the players look up to him. So it was a good fit for us to get Darryl in. And like I said, we're excited to have him on board.
I mean, that's one of those challenges that people sort of sometimes overlook in the Namibian situation is that, we've got guys who do still have day jobs and they have to travel vast distances to actually get to train together.
Exactly. I think that's a big thing a lot of people don't see is they think we probably underperform a bit, but if you think of professional countries who have their players the whole day, who'll train three, four times a day, we start 4:45 in the morning, we start with our gym session, then we've got a training session, then most of the guys go to work, and then after training, we've got a video session, and then we've got training. So you get home around 9 o'clock in the evening. So it's a massive commitment, and from a coaching aspect as well, as players, the coaches are they've got a job, they've got a full time job. At this moment, we can't earn a proper salary out of rugby itself. It's obviously something we're working towards, and that we want to try and fix and make sure we get more time. We spend more time on rugby and get players in a system where we can spend more time with them and grow them as players. So no. I think for what we've achieved over the years as Namibian rugby, with the amount of time we spend together and the amount of amateurs we have on board, I think we've done really well. And it's like I said, it's a massive commitment for everybody, and that's why we've got to make it count. If you put in that commitments, we've got to make sure that we see the results as well.
Yeah. So speaking of that qualifying, then we had a bit of a hard time of it against the Airlink Pumas.
Yeah.
But we're facing Italy tomorrow. What's that looking like?
No, man, first off, it's exciting. If you look back at last weekend against the Pumas, they won the SA Cup, so they're a proper rugby team. They're physical, they're big, obviously full professional setup. And if you look back a year back, we lost by 90 points, and it was already a big improvement from what we made last time. So obviously Italy, a tier one nation who played in the Six Nations regularly, who's performed well and who's beaten top sides. It's, the exciting thing is that we're bringing rugby to Namibia.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. If people, we want to prepare for African Cup. We want to make sure we get tough opposition before we head out to African Cup. But also, it's great to have rugby in Namibia again. Have a tier one nation here, and hopefully people can come out. Doesn't happen often. We want to do that more. We want to have more teams in Namibia and grow the game in Namibia. So it's exciting. It's going to be a tough challenge. Italy is going to be really tough, and It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be, but what an opportunity for the youngsters, what an opportunity to really put your hand up and say, hey, I'm here. I want to get picked for the side, and I want to be involved in rugby somewhere outside of the country, professional, whatever the case may be. But yeah, great opportunity for us as well.
And as you say, you know, there's sort of that element of respect. You know, we are this tiny little country down in the southern part of Africa, and you've got Italy traveling all the way here to come and compete against us. It just shows that, you know, and I think we saw it at all the different World Cups as well. You know, when the respect that New Zealand gave you guys, that the rest of the world does see the Namibian players. And I think maybe, like we say, Namibians don't always necessarily understand the commitments and the extra effort that the Namibians have to put into the game. But it seems that overseas, they kind of do.
Yeah, I think a lot of the top tier nations will still not know the challenges that we face over here. But I mean, that's the values of the game is respect. You know? And I think that's where, like you mentioned earlier, the All Blacks are very good at. They respect. They've got a lot of respect for smaller nations and just for their opponents in general and the game of rugby. So I mean, respect is also earned on the pitch as well. That's what we need to focus on and make sure that when Italy step away, walk away tomorrow or go back to South Africa, because they're playing South Africa in a week's time, that that we've earned their respect in a sense on the pitch as well. Obviously, from off the pitch, we got to make sure we represent this country with pride and make sure when you wear that jersey and you walk out in the street that you hold the name of the Namibian rugby high. But on the pitch, we've got to show people that we are here to compete. You know, we're here to fight. We want to win. The results will not always go your way, but I mean, if there's heart and there's fight in the team, I think people respect that as well.
They're playing against Italy now. Obviously, like you say, you want them to go away talking about it. It creates those connections again. Do you think that your connections through the game, having played Saracens for so many years, knowing so many of people in the rugby community, that is helping and paying dividends for growing the sport here?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. I think that's the big thing about rugby as well. I think any sports is the connections you make, like you said, along the way. You meet a lot of people and you make a lot of friendships, and in the future that'll pay dividend. I think we'll get a lot more opportunities like this, and yeah, there's like I said, there's a lot of youngsters now that's in our system that will get through and will hopefully put our country on the map as well. So I think the connections is a big part of it. That's why we want people to come to rugby matches as well. I mean, if you have a rugby background or not, if you enjoy the game, bring and come and enjoy the day, because you make new friends. It's a great atmosphere. It's a good watch. And you're supporting your country. So the connections in rugby is key. I mean, that's why you can see it in South Africa as well, as our sport has kind of brought them together. And I think that we've got the same challenge. If we can do that and really get everybody in the country behind us, I think we've done well.
Yeah, that would be the perfect spot to leave this interview, but I don't want to leave it there. I want to ask you one final question. With the dual role and as busy as you are now, is there still any time to get to the farm?
Yeah, well, I've just spoke about it earlier. I mean, it's tough now. I drive about almost like 2,000 kilometers a week, so it's in and out. So, at the moment, I mean, like we spoke about commitments earlier, and I feel I have a responsibility towards Namibian rugby, and it's a sacrifice. It's a lot of time away from your family, from your home, from my home, from my. But it's a responsibility that I've taken upon my shoulders, and I need to make sure that we make it a success. I mean, there's no other way about it. We have to go out and commit to it, and obviously make sure that we do the best possible. So I miss the farm. I'm not getting there enough. But we've got a big thing, a big competition lying ahead of us, African Cup. If we win that, we qualify for the World Cup. So it's all business at this moment.
Well, Jacques, I think we all thank you for taking on that responsibility, and all the best.
No, thank you very much, and thank you for supporting us. We appreciate it.